Best information. Apparently they're playing this kind of music on one of our sister stations now. I think this is this qualifies as Red Dirt. I don't know. Anyway, Randy Rogers and Wade Bowen are going to play a duo show tonight at the Rev Room, and if you're interested in some great music, you will definitely be treated to some good stuff tonight. 8:30 tonight. Tickets are $20 in advance. $25 day of show, which is today. So $25. Great country music, great storytelling. A couple of really good artists going over at the Rev Room tonight. So if you're looking for something to get you over your hump day, it's a good way to round it out. Matty T, you want to go over and do a little two-stepping tonight, big fella?
This sounds like my kind of music, actually.
Buddy, this would be a good time tonight.
Because, I still got a month or so before Twisted's at Rev Room, so this will get me in the mood for it.
Buddy, you like to cover the whole spectrum.
Is Barrett playing there this weekend?
Barrett on Friday is going to be at Sticky's. That's at 9 o'clock. Tickets are just $10 to see Barrett Baber, who is a rising superstar. More on that to come. But
everybody loves Barrett Baber.
Who doesn't love Barrett Baber? We all love him. Not like Sarah.
He's okay.
Not quite like Sarah loves him. But anyway, so good good week of music here in Central Arkansas, courtesy of our friends at Sticky's in the Rev Room. So thanks to Chris and Suzanne for all they do, bringing live, local music, or live music, period, not all of it local, to their two locations. I also saw that the sale from Juanita's went through. Did you see that story in the paper today?
I did not.
Some gentleman, I believe, I want to say, I'm going to misspeak, but it's like Morrilton,
maybe? Oh, no, that's not right.
He's like an oil and gas guy, but he bought the restaurant and the bar and the performing area. So he's got the whole schmear.
Yeah, that could be good.
Yeah, I hope he does a good job with it. I hope he continues, and I guess his goal is to get it back to its once great
glory.
Yeah, but I mean, they had some good acts come along the way. Well, that we saw and we enjoyed.
Some of the best comedians I've seen over the last couple of years were at Juanita's.
Like?
Todd Barry.
Yeah.
And Brian Posehn.
Yeah.
Todd Barry, I actually gave him a ride back to his hotel.
Mm. Then what?
It was fancy.
And you gave him a...
And then, I was like, well, how are you going to pay for this, bud? And then you hear my...
Sit in the back seat.
Oh. Should have had RJ Hawk, the Uber driver, do it.
How do you pay RJ for rides?
Same way.
Oh.
Hey, is that too small a venue for a Jay Moore?
Not really. No, because a lot of the comedy clubs are pretty small.
I'm not
talking
about Justin Moore. I'm talking about the actual Jay Moore.
Jay Moore.
The comedian.
I think, how many do they fit in there?
I don't know. 400?
Yeah, in about like maybe 100.
Or 400.
Or 400, yeah.
400 little people.
But when I saw Jay Moore before, it was about maybe 200, 250 people. And then he did two shows, though, so they turn it around.
Maybe get him at the Rev Room, then. I don't know if they do comedy there. Oh, here we go.
What?
Here they come.
Who?
It's the hiccups.
I give you four ways to get rid of them. Pick one.
I'm going to sell like an old drunk. I'm going to go with the
same
massage.
Way you pay for Uber rides.
I want you to massage.
No, I'm not. That's your doctor handles that when he's looking at your prostate.
You offered it to me. Now you're going to tease me?
Call Dr. Doctor.
I'm going to see Doctor.
Give me the news.
Dr. T.
You got to keep talking. You got to talk through it. It's like a cramp. You got to run through it.
Is that right? Okay, I'll keep talking through it. I'm going to sound like an old drunk down on the street corner.
I'm so annoying. All right, you want to go through the new rules?
I want to go through the list of arrestees, and I got some NFL good news, and then you can tell me about it.
All right, I'll read it, and you and Matty T make your funny little comments, okay?
I'm gonna get some water.
Okay. Which college football teams have had the most players arrested? Ooh, we start at what, number 10? Work our way down? Oh, this is surprising.
Florida.
You know what? You don't know how close you are. Says here, which team actually has the most arrests? Depending on where your biases lie, you probably have a team in mind right now. Mike Rosenberg used reported arrest statistics compiled from, and this is a real website, arrestnation.com to come up with the 25 most arrested FBS programs of the past 5 years. A few things to keep in mind. Number one, these are just reported arrests. Since, he says, we don't by definition know about unreported arrests, consequently, smaller programs with less media attention might be underrepresented. Number two, unlike the Fulmer Cup, these arrests are not weighted by severity. So drunken disorderly conducts, it counts just as much as, let's say, just a grand theft auto. And number three, arrests don't always result in a charge. This still is the United States of America, where you are innocent until proven guilty.
All right, so start with the lower end of that list.
Okay. There are three teams. Okay, there's a top 25 of arrests. Ohio State and Nebraska just missed the top 25 with 12 arrests each in the last 5 years. Tied for 23, Kansas, Colorado, and Auburn, both with 13 arrests. Tied for 19, Purdue with 14, Oklahoma State 14, Michigan 14, and the Razorbacks at 14. Ooh. Over the last 5 years.
Woo Pig Suey.
Quick trivia question. Name them all. No, I'm just kidding. And then tied for 15 with 16 arrests in the last 5 years. Pittsburgh, Oregon State, Marshall, LSU, 16 arrests. That's probably the most surprising. Wouldn't you think that
they... How many?
16 arrests.
Just, wow, I figured that was just last year.
Hogs, we're at 14 there. Yeah, I know, right?
Okay.
And then moving towards number one.
Tied for, but our crimes are federal.
Yeah, right. Beat that, pal.
Yeah.
Tied for 12th. Kentucky, 18. Iowa, 18. Alabama, 18.
Hmm. Alabama's at 18 arrests in 5 years?
And this is college football play, as it says.
Yeah. That's hard to believe. Come on, Nick Saban.
Tied for 10. Florida State and Tennessee at 19 arrests. Florida State.
Yeah, but like 13 of those were Jameis Winston.
Maybe they aren't as bad as we think they are. They've only been arrested 19 times in Florida State players.
But they're all for sexual assault, so then it also weighs out.
Oh, see.
Yeah, beat that. They didn't break it down by category, which probably would be cool.
Yeah, super cool.
Tied for 6th. West Virginia with 20. Ole Miss with 20. Missouri with 20. And what about Iowa State, you bunch of criminals? 20 arrests? I mean, Iowa and Iowa State are in the 18 and 20. What's going on?
They're all for getting drunk and running through the cornfields.
No.
Nude.
Iowa State hasn't spent a lot of time winning, so they're busy doing other things.
At least they're in the top 10 in something.
That's good.
Right?
I'm proud of them.
We've been arrested more times than you guys. Number 5, all by themselves, Oklahoma with 21 arrests the last 5 seasons. Tied for 3rd. Yeesh. Okay, how about this? There's 4 teams left.
Okay.
2 tied for 3rd, 1 at number 2, 1 at number 1. There's 3 out of the 4 are SEC teams.
I can't believe who number 1 is, honestly, but give me the SEC teams that are towards the top.
Tied for 3rd, Texas A&M and Georgia at 22 apiece.
Mark Richt, I'm disappointed. It's not his fault, but I mean, come on. That's surprising to me.
Number 2, Matt picked it out before the list, Florida and with 24. Number 1, with 31 arrests in the last 5 years, Washington State. Washington. Come on, Washington.
Mike Leach.
How long has he been there? 3? 2? How many years? Going on his 3rd year?
That sounds right. That sounds like, I think it's his 3rd year.
Maybe it had a lot to do with why they got rid of the old guy, huh?
Well, maybe, but I mean, I guess they just want to win, you would think, right?
Nothing wrong with that, Bob. Nothing wrong with that.
Gosh, Justin keeps getting choked up. He's so emotional about this.
Twitter things that relate to football is a violation of team rules. So if somebody plays for us, they don't have a Twitter account. And if I find out they do, well, then action will be taken. And as coaches, we failed to make our coaching points and our points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends. Now, their fat little girlfriends have some obvious advantages. For one thing, their fat little girlfriends are telling them what they want to hear.
Coach, what would you do with your offense with a wideout that ran a 3.53?
I got to be honest, I've been thinking about recruiting Jamaica since I saw that stuff. And I've been to Jamaica, and let me tell you something. Here's the extent that I've thought about that subject, okay? There's approximately 2.8 million people in Jamaica, all right? And which is approximately the size of the state of Iowa or the state of Kansas. Smaller than Arizona, for example, we're talking population here. About the size of Houston. It's almost like the country of Jamaica is sitting there and they're saying, if you would have just told us that this was important, we could have won a lot of this stuff a long time ago.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit around with a bunch of narcissists that want to sit and type stuff about themselves all the time. You know, we'll put mirrors in some of their lockers if that's necessary, but they don't have to have Twitter.
Well, he's focused on a lot of things that he's concerned about, but arrest is apparently not one of them. So.
No. Eh. They'll take care of themselves.
I guess so.
Maybe if they had Twitter to occupy him, they wouldn't have to go out and commit crimes.
There you go. There you go.
He's like, I'm either going to kill somebody today or I'm going
to
tweet
well,
something.
Maybe if I had Twitter, I wouldn't have to go commit murder, huh?
I got to get a little more upbeat song. I love Barrett Baber, but that song,
that's my jam, though.
I don't like Falling Again as
really?
Much as I like this one. This is my
oh, this is the one, though.
It's a good song. Number I'm going to get rid of my hiccups in the break.
Boys, I got good news.
And I'll tell you some other lies when we come back. Pat's got a list of new rules.
SEC rule changes.
And for those of you depressed about Ja'Cory Williams and my hiccups, I've got a little pick-you-up for a former Razor.
See? Pick. Look what happened. You started talking about Ja'Cory Williams.
That's karma.
You know what?
Hashtag
what if you have a demon in you?
Hashtag hiccup karma. Another one?
You may need to perform an exorcism. Maddie, get just my start. Cross. Get my garlic.
My head's going to spin around. I'm going to puke pea soup all over you.
You may have a demon in you. Oh, my God. His head's turning. His eyes are red. Somebody help me.
You can see the message, help me, poking up through his skin.
Maybe you got one of those aliens in your stomach, like that movie.
The chest burster?
Yeah.
How'd it work out for the guy? Was he healed?
Oh, they just sewed it back up. He was fine.
Oh, thank God.
I think it's a... I don't know.
I'll put a Band-Aid on it.
We'll have a diagnosis by the end of this show. The moment you've been waiting for. It's almost here. Football, NFL football just around the corner. You could start the season by winning $2 million in week one at DraftKings.com, the official one-week fantasy football site of ESPN. DraftKings.com is the website. Use the promo code LittleRock to play free for a shot at $2 million in the week one millionaire maker. All you got to do, go to the website, DraftKings.com, enter the promo code LittleRock, free entry. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your cash. It's that easy. Very easy. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. So it's a brand new season every time you play. Only at DraftKings.com, promo code LittleRock. There's $2 million just waiting for you in the week one millionaire maker. So get going with, even prepare for the regular season with preseason contests. Run through August. A lot of money out there, folks. Hit a break. We'll be back. Zone and new rules. Buzz Radio Network. My head, I'm holding in my turn, I'm